the book Hebrews, part 17. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have any questions or need information, please contact us at our WhatsApp, which is a +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. That's, of course, Father's ancient Hebrew name, as he was called by the high priest. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are very, very, very welcome. Please go to part one, because you have already missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as your TikTok messages. Very, very important. Share this link with your friends and family. It's free. You don't pay for it to receive the notifications. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, paper and pen if he's ready. We are not going to do the other announcements. We are going to continue with the study immediately. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Profanus. Hallelujah. Now, we are still busy with Hebrews 1 verse 5. Now, yesterday, because of time, I had to cut it short. I just like to continue just where we stopped yesterday morning, referring to the corrupted text of Westcott on Hart called the Nestle Aland text, which today is the only prescribed script or text, Greek text. It's called the New Testament New Greek Text. They will not, through any Bible society in the world, print a Bible or translate a Bible from the 1522 Desiderius Erasmus text. They will not. Only the corrupted text. And so did our South African Bible Society as well, which is known as United Bible Society. So again, I'm going to read verse 5, Hebrew 1, verse 5. For unto which of the other angels said he, Yahweh Almighty, at any time, thou art my son? This day. He said, thou art my son this day. He doesn't say it before. If he was the son, he wouldn't have need a exalted name. He didn't need a glorified name. He didn't need to receive a name above all the other angels. No, no. He was the son already. But on that moment that he was chosen from the angels, the group of angels, who didn't fall under the spell of Lucifer following him, otherwise they would also have been cast out of heaven, becoming demon spirits, evil spirits. He says, for unto which of the other angels said he, Yahweh Almighty, at any time thou art my son this day. Why? Because he was served, he was exalted, not before. This day I have begotten thee. What does the word begotten or begat means? For ages we, as South Africans and Afrikaans-speaking people, understood, as the church has taught us, the Father gave birth to the Son. A male person can't give birth. The father can't give birth. So the word begat or begotten means to be exalted. Thou art my son this day. This day I have begotten thee. Thee. He doesn't say I've begotten you. I've begotten thee. And so he's using terminology to uplift his son, to glorify him. This day I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father. If I adopt, if myself and Pastor Rico are childless, and we adopt a little boy, Johnny, the day that we bring him in the house, I will say, today I will be a father unto him. Let's read the scripture. Thou art my son. Why? This day? This day have I begotten thee, I lifted thee, I exalt thee, and again, I will be to him a father. He wasn't his father a couple of hours ago, or hours before. He was exalted. He was an ordinary angel. How easy is that? If I can understand it, then you should understand it. Because this is straight English, straightforward English. This day I have begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father. From whence? Today. When he exalted the angel who became his son. Now I'm going to just read this again. This day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He, couple of hours before he was exalted, he was not the son. He was an ordinary angel like the other angels. Do you understand that? You know, this subject for many, many years is nearly 57 years that I study the eschatology and do research. For 18 years I was an ordained pastor, and in all that time, I'm talking backwards because it's 26 years that I don't belong to a denomination or a church organization, that I left the denominations. But I've always wondered, how was the son born in heaven? And I'm sure so did every Christian who was a Christian believer. How did the son become the son of God as we knew it all our lives? You see, whenever you ask a pastor or a doctor or a professor, he will just say, just believe. The Bible said you must believe like a child. How many times have I heard that in my life? You ought to be like a child. Just believe like a child. Don't dwell into the scriptures, you will become insane. And this is what drove me in the eschatology many, many years ago. 57 years ago. Don't dwell on the scriptures, you will become mad or insane. There's not a scripture that says you will become mad or insane. The Bible instead says that you must be like a gold digger. In South Africa, we have all the gold mines. Many years ago, because I'm a tradesman, I'm a boilermaker by trade, I was for 2 or 3 years, I was an underground boilermaker in a gold mine. You go down a vertical shaft, you drive in a little train for 2 kilometers, you go in a sub incline, going down on an angle in a cage, go on a station, I call it a station, from there you will either walk or ride in a little train, battery operated train, for another kilometer or two, and you will get to another incline, sub incline. You will go down up to say 92 level. I'm just using it. And there in the depth of the earth, now you're from the top, you are down 3-4 kilometers. You can't believe that people can go, humans can go down in the earth. It's very hot there. The humidity. So, what happens 2-3 kilometers down in the earth? They say the deeper you go in the earth, the higher value your gold is per ton of rubble that you remove. They take out 1 ton of rubble and say 3 or 4 or 5 ounces of gold that they obtain. And we used to have on the ground floor these massive mine dumps. They are 300-400 meters high. If you climb, I grew up in front of one of them because my father was a miner. If you climb up top of that mine heap and you look from Germiston area, you can see the whole of Johannesburg, and you can see the towers, and you can see Brixton Tower, and you can see the other towers, Hillbrow Tower, and I'm just giving an example. You can see as far as the East Rand, and you can see as far as the West Rand when you're up there. And that's all ground that comes out from underneath, following the gold veins. They call it gold veins. Now, the deeper you go in the earth, the higher quality of gold you will get. And the Bible says you must be like a miner searching for the quality gold when you study the word. So you've got to go deep, deep, deep. You will not become insane. I'm just using this example of the mine. I know what it's like because I've been there. And the same with the word. And I believe this is why the Father Yaffa will, on different times, to the bride, not the church, the bride of Yahushua, he will reveal the revelation word. And this is what happened here. This is not the church theology. This is the first time in your life that you hear this. You won't find this in any book in the world. Not one. The only place you will find this in the books which I've written 25 years ago about this. And the teachings that I've done about it. It's not to let me feel great or good. No. I'm humble. I just praise Yahweh our Elohim for the opportunity that he present to me to be able to open his word in order to understand what the scripture is saying. And this is the scripture I must have read as a pastor 10, 15 times. I preach about this maybe 3-4 times on the book Hebrew chapter 1. Never understanding what it actually says. How it happened. Yeah, we just said that he was the begotten of the Father, but we didn't know that he was an angel before, as you do now. Now again, on this day have I begotten thee. Which day? The day that he exalted the Son, or the angel. And again, I will be to him a father. He wasn't his father. So in the beginning of the creation, he was not the Son. He was not there. He was in the mind of the Father. But he was not the Son yet. He was not Yahushua yet. He couldn't have been Jesus. Because the word Jesus never existed in the whole of the Bible, not Old Testament or New Testament, ever. The word Jesus was created in the 16th century because there was never a letter J in the Greek or the Hebrew until the 16th century when the Catholics created the letter J to create the name Jesus, which was actually Isis. Isis that became Isis the Sun God, which became Jesus the Sun God, but his name was actually Yahushua, which the Catholics translated between 100 and 127 after Yahushua, A-Y. His name was never Jesus. It couldn't have been. Because no letter J. And by this time, I'm sure you have checked it already, and you will agree. I know it's not easy, it's not nice. A lot of people would just leave the studies now and say, no, this is blaspheming. It's not blaspheming. Father Yahweh wants to open your eyes as he opened my eyes. Actually, we are very honored to have the opportunity to understand the revelation word. And that's why I want to urge you, go on my website and go and look at the study that I'm currently busy with. What is your God's name? Try and obtain the book which I've written. It's an A5 book, quite thick, more than 500 pages, with a full bibliology in the back. What is your God's name? Until tomorrow morning, if Yahweh's will, we're going to continue on verse 5, because there's more to say. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.